Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 11th. Today's word is bardolater, spelled B-A-R-D-O-L-A-T-E-R. Bardolater is a noun that means a person who idolizes Shakespeare. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Greenfield Recorder by Jenny Terpsichore Abels. Whether you're a bona fide bardolater or someone who uses Shakespeare as an excuse to eat brie on a blanket under the summer stars, here's a brief roundup of where to satisfy your appetite for Shakespeare this summer. George Bernard Shaw once described a William Shakespeare play as stagey trash. Another time, Shaw said he'd like to dig Shakespeare from the grave and throw stones at him. Shaw could be equally scathing toward Shakespeare's adoring fans. He called them foolish bardolaters, wrote of bardolatrous ignoramuses, and called blind Shakespeare worship bardolatry. Oddly enough, Shaw didn't despise Shakespeare or his work. On the contrary, he was, by his own admission, an admirer. But he disdained those who placed the man beyond reproach. The word bardolater, which Shaw coined by blending Shakespeare's epithet, the bard, with an affix that calls to mind the word idolater, has stuck with us to this day, though it has lost some of its original critical sting. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.